The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has once again called on the nation to take part en masse in the upcoming presidential and city council elections. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says strong participation will discourage enemies, force them to ease their pressures, and seek a different approach towards Iran. The leader expressed satisfaction with the run-up to the June 14th vote and said what people want is the rule of law. The leader says people were the ones that paid the price back in 2009 when some political currents broke the law after the 10th presidential election. Ayatollah Khamenei says even if some individuals don't support the Islamic establishment, they have to support their country by taking part in the vote. Ayatollah Khamenei says if the next president wins the election with a majority of votes, he will have a stronger position when dealing with the enemies. Wednesday is the last day of campaigning for the Iranian presidential election. Six presidential candidates are wrapping up their final day of campaigning in the run-up to Friday's election. The following report takes a look at the month-long campaign trails.
The campaigns by the six candidates have been marked by extensive political advertising, big-picture efforts, high-profile rallies across the country, as well as passionate pleas and promises.
The next cabinet members should be experienced individuals. They should also seek help from young talents to move the country forward.
Every province should run its own business. This includes public welfare and social security, but they should also be held to account and report to the central government in Tehran.
Just as we stood against arrogant powers, we can also fix the existing issues on the domestic front. This includes fighting corruption, curbing inflation, and creating new jobs.
No one knows for sure who the clear favorite is or who will come up short. Under the election law, a presidential candidate has to obtain more than 50% of the votes in the initial round to win outright. If no one manages to achieve this, the two top candidates will face each other in a second round runoff a week later.
If I win, I promise to create an epic economic event. But I can only do this if you take part in the election en masse and create an epic political event.
In the next administration, we will save the economy from its current state. We will revive ethics and forge constructive relations with the world.
We don't want to show a clenched fist if the West is willing to normalize ties. They are better off doing away with sanctions.
Iranians have just one day of quiet before they choose a president on Friday. Over 50 million are eligible to vote, of which nearly 1.6 million are first-time voters. The nationwide campaigns showed that everyone's excited and energized about the prospect of making history. They are replacing President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad with a new chief executive, who will be the president of one of the most influential and energy-rich nations on Earth. Aman Nadiri reporting for Press TV.
Hundreds of reporters from around the globe are in Iran to cover the country's presidential election due this Friday. The Guardian Council spokesman talked to Iranian and foreign reporters about the events. Arash Khalatbari has more.
Everything in place for Iranian foreign media reporters to cover Iran's presidential election on this Friday. On threshold of the election, a spokesman of the Guardian Council, the body that has vetted the presidential candidates and will supervise the elections, talked to reporters in Tehran. Most questions were about the form of the election, how and when the results will be announced.
The preliminary results of the election will be announced by the Interior Ministry. It is not for me to say when they will announce it. The Guardian Council must authenticate the results and announce it after all the complaints are reviewed. The process can take place between 7 to 10 days according to the Article 79 of Iran electoral laws.
Also rejecting the idea of presence of international observers, he stated,
"People believe that international observers coming to Iran would be an insult to them, and it is not acceptable."
head of Iran's Foreign Reporters Bureau of Ministry of Culture, says that the number of foreign reporters for covering the presidential election has increased around 15% compared to the past presidential race 4 years ago.
Around 430 reporters representing 190 different media from 40 countries are here to cover the presidential election.
Expressing satisfaction with the Iranian government cooperation, foreign media reporters talked about people's desire to participate in the election.
We saw good cooperation and interactive between reporters and Iranian authorities about Iranian election. We're ready for coverage.
I saw the most desire of people to vote.
The candidate who gets absolute majority of the votes becomes president, and if not, a runoff will be held on June 21st. The presidential election will be concurrent with the city and rural council election on June 14th.
With two presidential candidates, Haddad Adel and Aref, leaving the race days before election day on Friday, the six remaining candidates have until Thursday morning to run their campaigns and inform people of changes they are going to make if elected president. Arash Khalatari, Press TV, Tehran.
Well, we heard from Arash Khalatari. Let's get more from Gisu Misha Ahmadi, who joins us in the studio. Gisu, welcome. Tell us first about changes in the political lineup.
Well, as we expected, Kaveh, there have been lots of changes. We were expecting changes in the last week in the run-up to the election. Let's take a look at Risalat newspaper. And as always, I'm choosing this paper because we get to look at the headlines that are going to be published tomorrow. Well, it begins with, the speech of the leader of the Islamic Revolution. But I would like to draw your attention in response to your question to a small article down there that is giving us more details about the political lineup. There are no longer eight candidates. We have only six. As you know, Mr. Haddad Adil and Mr. Aref have pulled aside. And that has, of course, changed many things with respect to the political scene, particularly in the opinion polls. We could see many changes.
Tell us a little bit about that, if you can.
Of course. Let's take a look at Jama Jam Online. Well, first of all, let's scroll down. There's a news piece about Mr. Rouhani and, Mr. Khatami's support of Mr. Rouhani and, how this has affected the number of people who would actually vote or choose not to vote for Mr. Rouhani. We know that this has had a major effect. According to the latest opinion polls, Kaveh, I have to tell you that Mr. Ghalibaf and Mr. Rouhani are now leading the race, and we are expecting runoff vote as well. And of course, according to the same opinion polls, we are expecting over 60% of the electorate to turn out and cast their ballots for the election.
A quick question on Rouhani. He's said to be a principled figure. Why is he being supported or presented as a reformist?
You're right, Kaveh, actually. Yes, Mr. Rouhani is known to be a principled figure. But in that article that I just showed you, Mr. Khatami says that his views are very close to the reformists, and that's why Mr. Khatami decided to endorse Mr. Rouhani. And that is, of course, it could be an important reason why Mr. Rouhani is now on top of the charts in the opinion polls and right next to Mr. Ghalibaf. It's basically because yesterday Mr. Hashemi Rafsanjani and Mr. Khatami endorsed Mr. Rouhani.
Now, you said that people are going to come out and vote in masses. We're looking at, roughly 50 million people or 50
yes.
million plus
yeah.
Eligible to vote. What are the preparations that are made by the Guardian Council to supervise this?
We know that the Guardian Council is the supervisory board, which is in charge of actually monitoring what's happening and overseeing the election. Of course, the election is going to be run by the Interior Ministry. The Guardian Council today in Jama Jam Online, the same website we were checking right now. Let's scroll down. There is a small article down there. As we scroll down, you can see that the Guardian Council has announced phone numbers for people to report if there are any irregularities or anything that they see wrong in any of the polling stations. They can quickly call the Guardian Council. We, of course, know that the Guardian Council has representatives in each of those polling stations.
And quickly, I'm looking at the full day. What kind of trends are we going to see in terms of how people come out? You know, in the morning time, it doesn't seem like many come out. Usually later on in the afternoon, and then pursuing that, tell us how long it's going to take before the announcement is going to be made. Of course, you said there's going to be a possibility of a runoff.
Yes, according to opinion polls, there is probably going to be a runoff vote because Mr. Ghalibaf and Rouhani are running close to each other. Well, according to previous experiences that we have, we know that Iranians are last-minute people. So we are expecting those polling stations to be more crowded as we get to the end of the day, and by the time probably polling stations might be closing. And we are also expecting that time to be extended by the Interior Ministry. This is something that happens all the time, Kaveh.
Very well. Thank you so much. We're going to have to leave it there. It's much more to talk about, but we're going to do that in the next 48 hours, I'm sure. Gizem Ishamedi, as usual, pleasure to have you, our correspondent here in the studios. Well, for more news and updates, as usual, on Iran's upcoming presidential election, do log on to our website. We highly recommend it. All the W's at PressTV.ir. That's where you can find a special section that's devoted to the presidential vote. PressTV has been and will be covering this year's election news. Plenty of facts and figures in the section devoted to Iran's presidential election 2013. Lots of useful information, including the profiles of the hopefuls on the website. Not to mention about Iran's election process, all the W's at PressTV.ir.